Now, in June 2009, during the Czech Republic's EU presidency, 46 countries pledged to provide assistance to Holocaust survivors, to accelerate the restitution of property stolen during the Holocaust, and to set up a special institute to pursue these commitments. The special advisor to the U.S. Secretary of State for Holocaust-era assets, Stuart Eisenstadt, is back in Prague this week, checking on developments. Earlier, I spoke to Mr. Eisenstadt and asked him what progress has been achieved.
The Prague conference in June of 2009 was the first one that promised and committed to create a follow-up institution to see that the general commitments that were being made by countries were being implemented. And that's what the European Shoah Legacy Institute is all about. They committed to set it up, and it's now been set up. So this is now real. It's up and running. And it is going to be a very important institution. It will be, I think, a center of worldwide Holocaust interest. It'll be one location where you can go to their website and be sent to any website around the world, the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, Polish Museum, and so forth, and get information in one location. It also is the facilitator for what I'm here today and tomorrow to do, which is to try to negotiate with the Czech government and with 46 other countries voluntary, non-binding best practices and principles for private property restitution or compensation.
Have you seen any progress, any practical implications of the conference that took place in Prague last year? Has it facilitated the process so far of property restitution?
It has facilitated the process of developing best practices for private property restitution. We now have a draft which we've circulated and which we hope will be endorsed tomorrow and will be promulgated by Prime Minister Fischer of the Czech Republic on the 9th of June. In addition, the United States government has committed $150,000 per year for the next 5 years, a total of $750,000, to help fund the European Shoah Legacy Institute at Terezin. So we're putting our financial commitment behind it, and we're going to encourage other governments as well as the European Commission to be supportive of its very important activity and its very important mission, which is to continue to keep the memory of those who died and those who continue to survive alive, to focus on their special needs. Half of the 500,000 Holocaust survivors around the world live at or below the poverty line, and that includes 25% of survivors in the United States itself and over 30% in Israel. So there's a lot of work to do, but we think that the European Shoah Legacy Institute will be a catalyst for that action, and it's very appropriate that the Czech government is really the creator of this institute, and we're very pleased to be one of the prime funders of it.
Are you concerned at all that these plans might suffer the consequences of the ongoing financial and economic crisis?
It's a very good question, because the European financial crisis and the one we ourselves had in 2008 and 2009 obviously casts a cloud over a lot of things, but not this. And the reason is the amounts of money involved to fund the Institute are very small, number one. Number two, developing creative programs for compensation or restitution of private property can be done over a period of years. It can be done quite inexpensively. And everyone knows that when it's impossible to get the total fair market value of property back, we're talking about fractions of that. It's in some respects symbolic. In some cases, if, for example, this former private property is in state hands, in the hands of the government, that can be restituted in kind. If it's in private hands, flexible compensation programs, swaps of equivalent property and other creative things can be done.
I was talking there to Stuart Eisenstadt, the special advisor to the U.S. Secretary of State on Holocaust-era assets.